The wisdom, insight, and knowledge of the Vedic scriptures enable every human to follow his path towards spiritual development and to achieve complete physical, emotional and interpersonal well-being. The Vedic way is not a religion, it can be followed by peoples of all faiths. The Vedas are the legacy of mankind's oldest advanced civilization and for several reasons quite unique. Nevertheless, people in today's Western civilization know almost nothing or have completely false conceptions about them. The Vedic scriptures are not, as is often believed, an Indian Bible in the sense of a doctrine. They are much more universal, an extremely extensive work on all kinds of topics that concerned, and still concern, all aspects of human life. The Vedas contain texts on architecture, on music and theater, mathematics and logic, religion and philosophy, astronomy and astrology, politics and history, medicine and nutritional science and even space travel. Veda simply means knowledge. The search for self-knowledge and God-knowledge is the basic theme that connects all those individual topics. Arthur Schopenhauer called the Vedas the most rewarding and uplifting reading that is possible in the world. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe called the Bhagavad Gita the book that has enlightened me the most in my life. I turned to studying the Vedas quite early in my life. I had initially been disappointed with science, especially physics, which quickly turned out not to be the straight and pure path toward knowledge as I had hoped it would be. There is also a striking consistency of the Vedas with all other works that claim divine origin. The Vedas eliminate the contradictions that exist between all these other scriptures and resolve them into a higher understanding. The history of mankind is documented in the Vedas with astronomically verifiable data. The current age is said to have begun 5,100 years ago. The age before that is said to have lasted 864,000 years. That this could well be possible has been proven by late mathematician Richard L. Thompson on over 1,000 pages in his book Forbidden Archaeology, The Hidden History of the Human Race. He discovered hundreds of archaeological discoveries that indicate the existence of very early human civilization and whose age is dated to almost 3 billion years. Of course, these findings are contradicting established theories in archaeology and related sciences. Thompson examined these contradictions and proved the methods of modern archaeology are sometimes highly questionable, for instance, regarding the techniques for determining the exact age of discoveries. The Sanskrit word dharma means the role I am assuming in the world and what the meaning of my life, my personality, and my actions is supposed to be. The word also stands for morals and ethics in a Western sense. Marcus Schmeich, author of the book The Second Path.